possibilities for conversation regarding the things that are going on for this Tuesday, the 24th of September, as the conversation continues. This is the first hour for some of you, the second hour for others. And if you are willing and able to converse, help yourself to 888-302-3684 or various social media that we have. Most active, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here during this hour to review the latest information from Kenya. The Kenyan government claims there is now no reason to be worried. They're in control of the mall. Have you seen some of the pictures? And I'm not finding fault necessarily with those who refer to it as an upscale mall. For that part of the world, it is an upscale mall. And there is still reason to believe that a lot of things that have happened over the past several days have been not the result of something that was quickly put together. This has been a very thoroughly planned operation. At least that's my opinion of what's going on there. Your opinion certainly is welcome. Again, 888-302-3684. The weekend attack, gunman inside the mall still. Again, the government says it is in control of the mall, even though there are bad guys still inside. The number, Kenny, the correct number we were saying yesterday, 69, is not that number, even though there are 60-some-odd that are still unaccounted for, right?
Right. Now they're saying 62 confirmed dead in that attack and 175 or possibly more injured.
Kenya's foreign minister says that two or three of the attackers are from the United States, one from the United Kingdom. The rest are from Somalia. What would prompt somebody who is an American or someone who's a Brit to be participating in an attack like this? What goes on in the minds of somebody who gets so warped, so angry, so full of whatever it is, fear, hate, just it's something that the average person is not motivated to do or to be like. So how does somebody get into this mindset who grew up in America? It's easy to be angry at our government. It's easy to be angry about all kinds of things, if that's where you want to be. It's also fairly easy to be thankful, grateful, and happy. Not that you have to like everything that's going on, but I'm not sure I understand, but I don't understand everything about everybody anyway. Do you? You have your point of view. The story as it's now being told by some of the news media, for example, the fear that's being instilled, the disgusting fear put forth by those at CNN especially. I find myself so annoyed at watching this. And so I don't want to listen to the police commissioner in New York talk about the likelihood of this happening in America. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to contemplate it. I don't want to think it, because thoughts are things. Yesterday swore off swearing, Kenny. I decided I wasn't going to curse anymore. But I will tell you, if I were to curse, I would be cursing CNN. And I don't know whether you found some of the other news outlets, whether they be radio or television, to be taking this approach. This is how it affects you. No, it isn't how it affects me. I'm not worried about this, and I'm not going to put thought around it and fear around it. You do that, and you invite it. So I wonder what you were hearing as you listened to some of this, whether it's the local radio stations. Kenny's in San Diego, and I'm outside of Boston. I find that none of the local outlets here were taking this approach. And I wonder what you found listening around, whether it was to all of the shows that we monitor for information that we put together for the opinions expressed on this program, or whether there was any local approach to it the way CNN has grotesquely twisted this around.
There are plenty of stations who are going the fear route, talking to terror experts about, when will this happen here? I also heard lots of people using this as a way to tie it into the shooting last week at Washington's Navy Yard and the gun control debate, that as long as we have malls and other public places that are gun-free zones, we're inviting this kind of thing.
Right.
And I can't imagine that would have made any difference in this situation, because there were so many terrorists that arrived at this mall all together and opened fire. I can't imagine where that would have made a difference. Mm. And the other thing people are talking about is, do we need security at our malls? Do we need metal detectors and that kind of thing? And again, in this situation, these guys all arrived on motorcycles, going in and out of, in and around barriers to get up to the front door of the mall and blast their way in. And, you know, a metal detector, just foolish. What difference would that make for this?
Mm-hmm. This is a creation. This is a hole waiting to be dug. 888-302-3684. So as a result of that, what are some of the first opinions that you've seen expressed either in the Facebook or Twitter category?
Yeah, Joe says, how far away are we from something similar happening at a gun-free mall in America? Mm-hmm. Mark says, I hope this proves that we have to start spying on fanatical Americans right here in this country.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That'll help. In the meantime, Al-Shabaab says that those who say the attackers are American or British don't know what's going on. What is that? What's the behind the scenes on that? Al-Shabaab... here's what I think is a good idea. Let me pause for a moment here. And then we have a talk host named Chad Hartman who had a segment on his program with a terrorism expert. The guy knows about Al-Shabaab, and I think that's what most people are curious about, at least in the world that I'm traveling in. Yesterday we spent a good deal of time talking about what Al-Shabaab really was all about. And I think that the suggestion was made that some of the fighters are Americans, but you're going to get a lot of innuendo suggestion. The news world is not what it was. The news world is based on innuendo, and as we're talking about here, fear has nothing to do with the real news, the real facts. Oftentimes they get it wrong because they want to be first. It's the usual stuff that you're dealing with. So I am not going to go the fear route, although I think listening to what some of these other people have to say might be instructive. But this is not a terror alert. These people are not going to be in your mall. Is there going to be a copycat somewhere? Well, the amount of attention that we're giving to this, who knows what will get created. At any rate, we'll pause now at 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Last night on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returned.
We are ready to play!
The Voice is back. And tonight, the blind auditions continue with the original coaches, CeeLo, Christina, Adam, and Blake.
You look up to Blake.
We all do. He's like 6'9". I think you just like to look at him.
You're gorgeous, man.
Then, it's the season premiere of Chicago Fire. Last year's hit drama moves to its new night and time, Tuesdays after The Voice. It all begins tonight on NBC.
Got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
888-302-3684. The situation in Kenya. Your calls at 888-302-3684. Later on in the hour, depending on how much time we have, we'll spend some time on the Obamacare situation, the government shutdown possibilities. Here is host Chad Hartman talking to that terrorism expert I made reference to, Roger Cressy, about Al-Shabaab.
How powerful is Al-Shabaab at this point?
So they're not, they don't have the ability to threaten us inside the United States, but they've demonstrated a capability in Africa that is pretty significant. They were behind the attack in 2010 in Uganda in an open-air cafe during the World Cup where they killed upwards of 70 people. They've launched all sorts of smaller-scale attacks in Kenya, and now we've had this larger-scale attack along with what they've done inside Somalia. So the 30 seconds on these guys is that they're the military arm of what was the Council of Islamic Courts, which was the group that came into being in the mid-2000s to try and assert its control over Somalia and turn it into a Sharia governed Islamic state. And the international community, principally African nations, as with backing from the West, has worked hard over the past few years to overthrow them so they're not in a position to do that anymore. Kenya invaded in 2011, liberated the southern port of Kismayu from Al-Shabaab. And ever since then, Al-Shabaab has pledged vengeance against them for that intervention. So they're a player in the Horn of Africa. They're a serious concern in Africa itself. And the connections to the West are what's going to mention over the next few weeks.
What ties or OKs do they have in some way with what we think of as traditional Al-Qaeda?
So not as strong as some people in the media are already talking about. So the thing that I say about Al-Shabaab is that it really is locally based. They are a product of the Civil War there. They're very much focused on their own territory. That was the origins. And over time, they became ideologically sympathetic with the broader Al-Qaeda movement and philosophy. They pledged allegiance or bayat to Al-Qaeda in February of 2012. It's not the relationship with what is remaining of Al-Qaeda Central that's concerned. It's the relationship they have with the most prominent Al-Qaeda affiliate, which is Al-Qaeda in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. There's been plenty of reason to believe that they are sharing and training, they're communicating, they're learning from each other. And that's a disturbing thing.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
This is the opening number from The Voice last night. The four coaches, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, and Christina Aguilera, opened the show with I Love Rock and Roll. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on Good Day. I thought that the coaches were changing. I thought that CeeLo Green was going away, and I, for some reason, thought Christina Aguilera, but obviously I wasn't right. Maybe there's so many changes in all of these shows. There are, what is The X Factor, American Idol, The Voice. What's the other one?
Well, there's Dancing with the Stars, but that's not really a singing show.
No, there's another singing. Isn't there another performing show, or am I, is it just these three? The sing-off, yeah, all over the place. At any rate, some people are very excited about this. It was actually a pretty good presentation for those of you who saw it. So something to think about if you got a DVR, I guess, right? You can get it on Hulu probably, too, right? Don't they have these shows on Hulu and some of the other?
They have a lot of them. I don't know if The Voice is there, but if not, isn't that on NBC? They probably have it on
their website.
They probably have it on their website.
888-302-3684, our focus and discussion, the Kenya attack. And here are two radio hosts that Kenny has monitored, Jack Tomczak and Benjamin Cruz, talking to terrorism expert David Gartenson Ross about the reasons the terrorists went after that mall in the first place.
Al-Shabaab was recruiting young Somali men from Minneapolis through YouTube videos to fight in the Somalian Civil War. What is Al-Shabaab doing in Kenya?
The main reason that Shabaab attacked Kenya is because Kenya is a neighboring country of Somalia that has put military forces into Somalia to try to stabilize that country. Kenya played an important part in pushing Shabaab out of its last stronghold, which was the seaport of Kismayo. So there's both the revenge motive and also another motive, which is to impose a cost upon Kenya for having troops there, and thus, in Shabaab's estimation, to make it untenable for the troops to remain.
Can we call it a civil war anymore, or is there a chance that this could turn into a war across borders?
Well, it's been a war across borders for quite some time.
Okay.
The major backers of the transitional federal government in Somalia have been Ethiopia, Kenya, and forces that are called AMISOM, that's the African Union Mission to Somalia. So it's been a multinational conflict for some time, with a number of other countries intervening on the side of the transitional government. The major backer of the Islamist forces has been Eritrea.
We've been told that there are hostages in the Westgate Mall. What's the end game? Why take hostages? What are they trying to get out of this?
what I would point to is an attack that occurred in 2008 in Mumbai, India. That was an urban warfare style attack, very similar to this. Attack is a variation of what occurred back in 2008 in Mumbai. The reason to take hostages at the end is quite simply that it prolongs the attack. It sows fear for longer. One purpose of terrorism is to sow fear in the enemy. And as we talked about, one of the reasons for this attack is to make the cost of Kenya remaining in Somalia appear untenable. If you kill a bunch of people and then it's done within hours, then, you've imposed a cost. But it's not a cost that goes on for days. I have friends who are over in Nairobi, and, this has gone on for 3 days now. And each day, there's, a set of stress, a set of prayers that they'll pray about this. It's a very stressful thing to have this going on for days inside your city. And if it was just a bombing or just a killing, this wouldn't be going on for days in this manner. It would be over in hours. It wouldn't be over. It wouldn't drag out for as long as it has. So the length of the attack is something that imposes a very specific cost and one that is very hard on the residents of Nairobi.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-516-6356. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-516-6356. That's 1-800-516-6356. Call 1-800-516-6356.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who's the smartest of our foe? And let's make sure that we're afraid as much as we can be of them. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. News Media. 888-302-3684. Yes, I go off on my rants from time to time because I am disgusted by the way people fall into. I was in a restaurant last night with a couple of people from my farm. We were watching all this stuff. Anderson Cooper doing his best and not only was he repetitive himself, but the video, it's the same video. This is what they do all the time, over and over and over again. And much of it had to have come, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, by the way, here on the Good Day program. Much of the video, Kenny, had to have come from people who had iPhones or, you know, that kind of stuff, because it was real grainy. And whatever it is that they think, unless it's the same formula that we have, a lot of times, especially during the busy times of the day, mornings, people sometimes only listen to programs like this for 9, 10, 12, 14 minutes, and that's it. So they can repeat the same stuff over and over and over again. But there, you know as well as I do, some people are just fixated on this. They turn it on, they leave it on, and they go back to it. And yet they're seeing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. So
yeah, it's especially CNN is I think the worst.
Awful.
That does that. I usually have CNN on while I'm getting ready for work, just to kind of see if something is happening as I'm preparing things.
Yeah.
And I'll see the same things over and over again. And sometimes when they're doing a story, they only have 12 or 13 seconds worth of video, so it's that video looped just right. over and over while they're talking.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. So for those of you who are wondering what the story is, a lot of explosions yesterday, thick smoke, Kenyan officials saying security forces loyal to them take control of this mall. They keep calling it upscale mall. It's upscale for there, but you wouldn't think it was upscale if you used to the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica or to some of the malls, the suburban malls we have around, and even the midtown malls at any rate. That's not really the issue here. The numbers are in the 60s as far as those who are dead. Al-Shabaab takes responsibility. Three attackers have been killed. 10 suspects have been arrested. One security official tweeted, Kenny, taken control of all of the floors. We're not here to feed the attackers with pastries, but to finish and punish them. That's interesting. Kenyan officials announcing that most of the hostages have been rescued. No numbers, or at least the numbers seem to not be finite, right? Isn't that what you're sensing looking at all of this?
Yeah, they said there's still 60 or more who are unaccounted for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Kenyan government likes to say that they're in control, but right. This is still very fluid, what's going on there.
888-302-3684. Let's pepper our conversation with your calls. Some of the calls coming into us, some of them are coming from some of the shows that we monitor, some we've recorded for playback here. Steve in Pennsylvania has sort of a sarcastic response to those who are panicking about what to do here.
I think it's pretty simple. All we have to do is put giant signs up near every public event that this is a gun-free zone and eliminate the carrying of guns. And, boy, people will be safe then, because then only the bad guys will have the guns. And, therefore, only the people who are led to slaughter will be slaughtered. I know that's just being a little snarky, but until we start fighting an enemy as an enemy, we're doomed.
888-302-3684. Not sure that people who are living in other countries have that same feeling about it. Let's compare what happens in Europe. Most of Europe is pretty gun-free in comparison to America, right? Wouldn't you say, Kenny, that most of Europe, and I don't know enough about Asian gun laws, and I don't know enough about South American gun laws. We're pretty much seeing what the gun laws are in Africa. So are we the country in the world that seems to have more of a focus on this than any place else? That is, having guns, people have guns, and therefore we can do a better job of protecting ourselves and our country?
I think so. You don't see, you know, the countries that we deal with, most often you don't see the gun debates and the gun violence that you do here, but you take it down a notch to some of the less, the quote unquote less developed countries, and it's brutal, the violence but there's no debate. There's no debate over whether or not they should have guns. They're all, it's like they're all armed.
Yeah, they all have them. 888-302-3684 reminds me of what my doctor said in the conversation we had a few weeks ago that I related a couple of different times on the program. What kind of a species are we is the question that would do these, that we would do the kinds of things that we do to one another. What kind of a species are human beings? 888-302-3684. Mary's in New York, wants to know when we're going to stop talking about bombs and drones and war and start talking about peace. Thank you, Mary.
I'm just so tired of the bombs and the drones from America, the bombs from the Middle East, but Northern Africa instead of the Middle East, because that's what that is. And I look at Peter King, Congressman Peter King. He is... he speaks for his own culture. He doesn't care about anybody else. He's a warmonger. He speaks for the Zionists. I wish they all would stop. Stop the bombs. Stop the drones. Let's talk peace. Are we ever going to hear peace again in this lifetime?
Great question, and you're so right about Peter King. He's a warmongering boob, a gas bag. What does that say about his constituency would be a good question to ask, frankly. 888-302-3684. Blasts heard yesterday at the mall. Number of hostages, but the terrorists say they're all alive, I think. Isn't that what they've been saying, Kenny?
That's what they think, but they really don't know.
Mm-hmm. The Kenyan military launched an all-out assault on the gunman that remained alive in there. A Kenyan military spokesman says that the fate of the remaining hostages will be up to them and how well they can do in getting control of the mall away from Al-Shabaab. Johns in Michigan thinks the Kenyan government should have been expecting this sort of thing.
You know,
on 9/11 here, my first thought was the Mall of America. I thought that if it was a more elaborate plan that might follow, that something would happen there. And I expected something large, such as a truck bomb, and it would have been horrifying added to what happened in New York. But as far as, you know, this is Israeli-owned, I believe, Westgate. And I can't understand why we don't seem to see red flags anywhere in the world anymore, why things aren't seen and prepared for. I mean, if they had snipers, for instance, you know, you hate to think of things like that, I suppose, but it's sort of a reality. You know, in a place like that, this is located right next to Somalia. You have to expect this. You have to expect the worst.
All right. Expecting the worst. 888-302-3684. This militant group made up of people, anti-social people, I guess we could describe that would be the mild way of referencing them. There are just so many different things to be considered here in all of this. And wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall listening to conversations about this in the White House? Should we go in? Right? Send in our troops. Right? Let's send in our troops. 888-302-3684. Mary's in Georgia. Hi, Mary.
I'm trying to imagine, how do we protect ourselves totally? It's almost impossible. We are a free society. We come and go as we want. I just don't know how we would protect ourselves from terrorist acts. And I've heard your callers, and no one has said anything as to how do we really protect ourselves. Guns is not the answer. Hiring more police, hiring more security, it's not working. There has to be a better way.
Well, at the risk of sounding a bit new agey, the way we're not doomed, people who think as these people think are doomed. Those of us who think in a better way, a better light, you can say, well, these people, you people are naive. Well, I'd rather wake up every morning, frankly, and give thanks for the good things in my life, the blessings in my life, the people in my life, the things that may or may not be opportunities for growth, but I am not going to wake up full of fear. I'm not going to wake up worried about what's going to happen. What is worry about? Worry is a prayer for what you don't want. The more you worry, the more you attract the things that you don't want to have happen in your life. So you keep worrying, and you keep believing this garbage that's being spewed by CNN and some of these other outfits, and you're doing exactly what the mind controllers want you to do, because the mind controllers know that thoughts are things. So if you're worried and you're full of fear and you're scared about everything, then they'll knock you off like that. But there's a strong movement, not only in our country but around the world, to disavow this kind of thinking. Even though it's prominent in our movies and our culture, the people who want to see a change in thinking, or who want to focus and support a change in thinking, are getting ahead without having the headlines of CNN, without having all of this stuff that we find are the daily entrapments of thinking. So I think if you look on the bright side, and I don't always look on the bright side, I sometimes get stuck in some of this stuff, but for the most part, I'm not affected by this. I don't give a damn about what's happening. And I say this because there's nothing I can do about it. I can't fix what's in Syria. I can't fix what's in Kenya. Can I have an opinion about it? Yep. I just told you what my opinion was. The more we focus on this stuff, and because this program is about what's going on, the important stories of the day, I feel obligated to share things that other people are saying. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm on board with it, because I'm not. And you don't have to be either. You can either resolve to turn off CNN, or you can look at it and scoff and say, that's not where I am. And I'm pushing this button because Mary just sort of pushed my buttons when it came to this. Mary says there's got to be a different way, and there is. But more people have to embrace it in order for it to come about. That would be, and those of you who say, you know, I'm naive, Pollyanna-ish, say all whatever you want. I know my life. I don't have wrinkles in my face because I'm all frowned up about what's going to happen. Do I have my own concerns about my own life? Yep. And things that are going on? Yep. And sometimes do I worry about things that I probably have no control over? Yeah, probably I do. But at the end of it all, I thought to myself, okay, I'm in good health. I have a solid mind. I have a solid relationship with millions of people around the country because of this radio program. And I'm going to guess that a lot of people who listen to this program listen to it because of my philosophy and the philosophy that the people who are on the air with me have. Not all of the time are we in agreement. Kenny doesn't agree with me all the time, and I'm happy to have him express himself. But I think in this arena, Kenny, you agree with me.
Yeah, I think so. I don't see, you know, it's a little like Syria. I don't see what this has to do with us. It's tragic. It's terrible that this happened. But I just don't see what the big fuss is. And this has nothing to do with us. Al-Shabaab has no axe to grind with us. Kenya had gotten involved in their civil war, which is why these guys came over there in the first place. And we're not over there. We're not doing anything. We don't need to be there. We better not go over there.
Nah, that's a way to
invite them. Yeah,
there's no
exactly.
oil. We won't be messing around with them because there's no oil.
Right, it's a shame what happened, but you ain't got no oil, sorry.
Right. See you later, alligator. 888-302-3684, 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Granger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, so enough on that front. Let's move to another positive reality, Obamacare, the government shutdown. All right, some yakking about that coming up here on the Good Day program for Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen.
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Today, hopefully you got plenty of them around, and strawberries and raspberries and whatever else it is that makes you feel healthy and therefore perhaps puts the right thing into your mind. Putting good things into your body puts good things into your mind, and maybe we can counter some of this stuff that's going on, the crazy stuff. My job here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, though, is to bring you up to date, inform you as to what's going on, and you make up your mind, you share your thoughts with us at 888-302-3684 or on Facebook and Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken, or any of us at the DougSteffen.com website. The Obamacare discussion and fears of a government shutdown continue to occupy a lot of airtime. And so let's see if we can get a little treatment on that, starting with talk host Tom Reardon, who has Joshua Krausner talking about Senator Tom Cruise. Okay, so we have a host talking to somebody else about somebody else. Anyway, Cruise has been... Senator Ted Cruz has been the focus of this, so Coburn is talking about Cruz. So here we have, wait a minute, let me see if I can understand this, Kenny. We have a talk host who's talking to somebody who is apparently a guest on his program about Senator Tom Coburn and other Republicans being against Senator Ted Cruz. Do I have that? Am I okay on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Josh Krausner is from National Journal.
Okay, all right. So here we go. Let's see if we can... we don't really care who the players are. We want to hear what they have to say.
What do you think about what Tom Coburn said and what they're doing in the House right now?
Well, you know, Mark, what's fascinating about Coburn's comments is that, you know, you would have looked at Coburn as one of the most fiscally conservative members of the Senate. He still is, but now, and everything's relative given the wave of Tea Party members that have been elected over the last two elections. And now Coburn seems like an outright moderate compared to some of the folks like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and and in the House, as well as some of the newly elected House members. But, you know, there's a big divide also between the House and the Senate, as you saw from Coburn's comments. And the conservatives in the Senate, led by Cruz, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio even, it seems like they greatly overplayed their hand, and they're almost acknowledging. You saw the interview from Coburn. Cruz was also on the Sunday shows. And they're acknowledging the limitations they have in the Senate, not just in getting anything passed, but even the Republicans, even though some of the more pragmatic Republicans like Coburn aren't necessarily going to support, go for broke, let's defund Obamacare without any worry about the consequences.
So what is the end game with that?
If you ask John Boehner what the end game is, he would be honest. And they don't have an end game. It's really basically what's going to happen is it's going to go to the Senate. I think you'll see Harry Reid pass legislation that includes funding, restores the funding for Obamacare, and send it back to the House. And then it's up to Boehner to decide the next move. What you're likely going to see is this ping pong game go until the very final hour, and we're going to see something of a replay from what we saw during the sequester fights and from the debt ceiling fights of a couple of years ago. But it looks like Boehner, unlike Newt Gingrich, is someone who does think about the end game and is not someone who is ignorant of the risks that a shutdown would cause for Republicans. But at the same time, it's not going to happen because of the caucus, because of the conservative makeup of his own caucus. Finding some kind of resolution at the very end isn't going to happen until the very last minute.
All right, other side of this conversation, the confusion about Obamacare itself. Here's talk host Ray Steele with a health policy expert.
We are almost to open enrollment for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and you'd be lucky to find one person, maybe two people, who know exactly what that means, I think, at least if you believe a couple of polls that were out recently from Pew Research Center USA Today, and there was also a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, who really don't know what it means. They know that the law is taking effect. Some people know what the talk show hosts have told them, that it's the end of the world as we know it. Why do you think there's so much confusion about what's happening here? Is it because nobody in Washington has done a good job of explaining what exactly is happening?
Well, I think one of the factors that has caused a lot of changes in the way that it was envisioned is the Supreme Court decision about the role that states can have in especially when it comes to Medicaid, the role that states play in deciding whether to have the expansion or not. But even beyond that, there is this lack of simplicity in the way the exchanges are set up, in the sense that in some states, the states set it up, and in others, it's the federal government. So that means there are different places people will look to go to sign up. So for a state like Indiana, which is going to have the federal option, the website that people will go to find out about what this new marketplace will look like is the federal website. But if you're in a state like, say, California, that's doing their own exchange design, you'll go to a California-specific website. So that one of the polls recently has shown that whether your state is designing their own exchange or going with the federal fallback is a factor that has been correlated with whether a lot of people in the state seem to.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.